This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Why Kansas energy fights signal higher power bills for Colorado ratepayers. A property rights advocate argues federal clean energy tax credits and transmission tariffs sidestep environmental review and load costs onto households. The data center power surge puts Colorado families in the same line. The financial machinery behind industrial solar, wind, and transmission projects routes around federal environmental review while pushing costs onto households, property rights advocate Virginia Machu argued on The Kim Monson Show, a pattern she says now reaches Colorado ratepayers as artificial intelligence data centers drive up electricity demand. Machu founded Stand for the Land Kansas, a property rights group that lobbies Kansas legislators for landowner protections and backs a federal lawsuit against tax-subsidized utility-scale solar projects that skipped environmental review. An engineer and small business owner who organizes across Kansas and Colorado, she has become a recurring voice on the show on the spread of industrial energy projects. Her central contention is that transferable federal clean energy tax credits and federal transmission tariffs together let large projects advance without the environmental scrutiny smaller actors face, with the bill landing on ordinary customers across several states, including Colorado. The dispute Machu helped organize through Stand for the Land Kansas is now a federal appeal. The underlying case, Hoffman versus the U.S. Department of the Treasury, filed January 15, 2025, in the U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas, argues that the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy tax credits and their transferability amount to a major federal action significantly affecting the quality of the human environment, which should trigger review under the National Environmental Policy Act. The plaintiffs contend Treasury and the EYEARESS adopted rules on the provision, use, and transferability of those credits without preparing the environmental assessment the law requires, according to the complaint. The targeted project is NextEra Energy Resources' Jeffrey Solar Facility, a roughly 5,000-acre, approximately 500-megawatt utility-scale solar project in Jackson County, Kansas. A federal judge dismissed the suit in July 2025. U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter found the plaintiffs lacked standing, ruling their environmental concerns were mismatched with their tax credit challenges and that they did not plausibly allege the substantial federal control and responsibility necessary to trigger NEPA review, according to Oklahoma Energy Today. The Trump administration's Justice Department sided with the project. The dismissal is now on appeal to the Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, according to the Inflation Reduction Act tracker. The legal theory rests on a specific tax mechanism. Internal Revenue Code, Section 6418, added by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, lets an eligible taxpayer sell all or part of a clean energy credit to an unrelated buyer for cash. Under Section 6418B, that cash is not included in the seller's gross income, making the sale proceeds tax-free to the seller. The buyer cannot deduct the payment. Transfers require an EYEARESS pre-filing registration and election before the credit can change hands. Machu argues that arrangement lets developers monetize subsidies while ratepayers absorb the downstream cost. These tax credits will penalize Americans, good-paying tax rate Americans, in our utility rates for a very long time, she said on The Kim Monson Show. These tax credits are lucrative. The complaint alleges the federal rules governing the credits are not in accordance with law because they bypass NEPA's requirement of a detailed statement on the environmental impacts of major federal actions. The federal government's position, accepted at the district court standing stage, is effectively that issuing the credits does not trigger NEPA, a treatment the plaintiffs characterize as an end run around environmental review. NEPA requires federal agencies to assess the environmental effects of proposed actions before deciding, per the Environmental Protection Agency. The framework also includes categorical exclusions for actions that normally do not have significant environmental effects. Machu tied the litigation to a transmission decision issued days earlier. On May 12, 2026, the Kansas Corporation Commission voted unanimously to approve part of Avergy's proposed 133-mile, 345-kilovolt Buffalo Flats transmission line, which would run from the Buffalo Flats substation near Garden Plain, Kansas, to the Delaware substation near Delaware, Oklahoma, crossing western Sedgwick, Sumner, Cowley, and Shuttoklu counties. The commission granted the siting permit for the route west of U.S. Highway 77, but denied the segment east of U.S. 77, directing Avergy to perform a new routing study for that segment with strong consideration given to a route that follows or parallels U.S. Route 166. The order notes that the commission takes seriously any activity that has the potential to permanently and adversely affect the Flint Hills or other unique ecological regions of the state, KCC, Assistant General Counsel Tristan Kimbrell said, summarizing the order in the Kansas Reflector. The line is part of a Southwest Power Pool Integrated Transmission Plan. The Southwest Power Pool is one of seven regional transmission organizations approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Machu said the project traces back to grid planning that followed Winter Storm Uri, the February 2021 event that forced rolling blackouts across the central United States. Avergy's non-Kansas City, Kansas territory faced roughly $153.2 million in storm costs, recovered at about $4.70 a month per customer over 2 years, according to the Kansas Reflector, while Kansas City area customers received a credit because Avergy sold excess power into the regional market during the event. Machu's argument turns directly to Colorado on the question of who pays. She contends the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's open access transmission tariffs reward transmission companies for building lines whose costs are then recovered from ratepayers. How unaffordable can you make it before no one can live in Kansas, she said. It is a penalty to young families. It's a penalty to our seniors. It's a penalty to the millennials that are graduating and can't afford a home, can't afford their own utility bills. She placed Colorado in the same exposure. Is it fair for the Federal Energy Regulation Commission to keep the stream of open access transmission tariffs being issued job after job after job and impacting all of our states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri? She said. In her account, the transmission is oriented toward moving renewable power across long distances rather than serving the Midwest, with the cost shared by customers in the path. The transmission build-out, Machu argues, has a new accelerant, artificial intelligence data centers. Now we've got data centers that, well, they can exist, but they'll have to bring in their own renewables, which are thousands and thousands of acres of solar to supply their power, she said. She contends data centers also strain local government finances through long sales tax exemptions, leaving counties to make up the difference from ordinary residents. You're bankrupting our counties into actually policies that are penalizing regular, everyday people that are having to pick up the slack when it comes to low-tax coffers that run our budgets for our counties, she said. The transmission planning at issue, Machu said, originates in part from work tied to a North Dakota effort for the Bismarck-based Basin Electric Power Cooperative during the era of the Federal Clean Power Plan, a carbon rule proposed in 2014 and finalized in 2015. Of the 13 states the Clean Power Plan projected as hardest hit, 8 were in Basin Electric service territory, Kansas was projected for a 44% carbon reduction and Colorado 40%. For Machu, the through line is accountability. She said it is time for Kansas elected representatives to say enough is enough. Let's have a conversation and develop gold standards for data centers, gold standards for energy, gold standards for property rights, she said. She has asked supporters to press state legislators on property rights protections through Stand for the Land Kansas. The group is aligned with the federal lawsuit, which is backed by Americans for Responsible Renewable Technologies. And now, Kim's perspective. You cannot have equal rights if you have special rights, and that principle runs straight through energy policy. When government hands transferable tax credits to favored players and tells them their obligations are waived, while an everyday Coloradan who skipped a tax payment would face a very different reckoning, the playing field is no longer level. The costs of these industrial projects and the transmission lines that feed them do not vanish. They land on the monthly bills of young families, seniors, and people on fixed incomes here in Colorado just as surely as in Kansas. Now the data center build-out adds a new draw on the same grid, and the same households are asked to carry it. Coloradans deserve reliable, affordable, abundant power, and a real conversation about who is deciding and who is paying. Everyone should have to play by the same rules. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.